Today is today's Daf Pei Aleph. Okay, so we're starting the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph. Just remember, a woman who's divorced from her husband cannot marry a Kohen. So the Mishnah is now going to bring a Chumrah of Beit Shammai regarding that concept. So Kasa the Garish is Ishto. So he writes a get to divorce his wife. Don't say he gave it. He just wrote a get to divorce his wife. He started the process. V'nimlach, and he had Karata, and he doesn't give it to her, doesn't divorce her. Beit Shammai, Omrim, Beit Shammai says, Psala mina kuhuna. Even though she still remains married to him, if anything happens to their marriage later on, she's already psula for recalling. Because there's a reyach, a get, so to speak. There's something going on with her get. Ubeis hilal omrim, afa, he'll say no. Afa pish, sonullah al tanai, velo nasa tanai, lo psula kohen, kuhuna. Beis hilal says, even if he gave her the get, but he gave the get al tanai, I'll give the get al tanai that it rains tomorrow. It doesn't rain tomorrow, then there's no get. And if there's no get, if he dies tomorrow, then she can still marry a kohen. But Beis Shammai has this chumrah. So I thought I'd try to figure out what the chumrah is. I know we mentioned once before, you know, what the svar is. Remember once before that there was that gittin was a process. Like there was somebody, we had this whole thing once where somebody said that you start to write to get. This idea that gittin may be a process. Maybe Beis Shammai, the process begins by the ksiva. So it's different things happen at different stages of the get process. So Beis Shammai says the yisurah to kahuna starts with the ksiva. We're talking thinking about to get. Granted, you didn't go through with it, but since you just started the process, that's enough to pass the kahuna. It's a difficult, svara. Shalach le Rav Yosef, braid Rav Menashe, midvil Shmuel. So Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Menashe from Dvil, sent to Shmuel, Yilamdein Rabbeinu. What's the din in the following case? You have a Kohen who wrote a get to his wife and didn't give it to her, our case of our Mishnah. But Yotze Alav Kol, already a rumor went out, and they said, Ish Ploni Kohen Kosav Gedle Ishto. So and so the Kohen wrote a get to his wife. V'yosheves tachtav misham shto, but they are still living together, and they are being together. So mahu, what's the din? Do we say that she's usher to her husband? Meaning, according to Beis Shammai, if she goes usher to kahuna, if she is actually an Ashes Kohen, then she's usher to her husband. In this case, would happen. So the question over here was: this is an Ashes Kohen. He wrote this get. And then a rumor came out that he wrote a get, but they're still living together. So do we ask her? Rashi says, third line from the top, Mahu, mi mafkina lo mine, do we forcibly remove her from him? Mishum kala, because of the voices, shalo yomru, girshav hechzira, benimsa kohen mach nushaso. It looks like maybe he divorced her, then returned, took her back. Kohen can't do that. Kohen can't live with the divorced woman. So shalach le, Shmuel sends back an answer to Rav Yosef Reid Rav Menashe. Tetzei, the woman should leave her husband in the meantime. The hadavar tzarach badika, but we gotta look into it. Right? Rashi says, Tetzei, bipnei akol. Aval, hadavar tzarach badika, kodim shnotzi en rimenu. So in other words, leave the house, but we gotta look into it to see what the story is, whether or not she has to get, you know, she has to leave, separate permanently. So Mahi, what's the badika? What are they looking into? What are they gonna look into? If you're telling me that we're looking into imivatlinan kolol omivatlinan, does Beis Din make a hachraza? Does Beis Din announce to try to quash the rumor? Is that what they do? Does Beis Din quash rumors or not quash the rumors? V'ha naharda asrei the Shmuel. Naharda was the place of Shmuel. Ubin naharda lomivatli kolol. And in naharda, the rule was that the dayanim of the ear would not be mivatli kolol. Rashi says, second Rashi short lines, Radar Lovatli Kolo, Lo Hayu Nohagin Dayona Heir, Lishas Kam, they would not quiet the rumors, Bipnei Hachshad, because of potential problems, Shalo Yotziu Kol Shemachzikin Yedei Over Yavera, because people might think, oh, they're just doing this and they're going to try, they're emboldening the Over Yavera. Someone did something and the Beis Din is knocking it down. My question is, though, is that why does it matter where about Naharda? The case was sent from Rav Yosef Reid Rav Menashe to Shmuel. I mean, the case never took place in Shmuel's, in Naharda. It took place, the Shiloh was in Rav Yosef Reid Rav Menashe Mitvil's hometown. So shouldn't it matter what the story was in his hometown as opposed to what it was in Shmuel's hometown?
Was the biggest established city.
I understand, but there's also Rav, right? There's a Machlokas in Rav's town. They were Mevatel Kol.
Rav's and Surah.
Okay, but where was Rav Yosef from? Right, so I'm saying, why does it matter? Why are they looking into the answer to the question is what they do in Naharda if the Shiloh came up in Rav Yosef's town? It should be what the halacha is in Rav Yosef's town.
There was no established precedent in Deville because it's a small town, wherever that is.
No. Okay.
Since when do we listen to the listen to rumors.
throughout the whole Masechta, that the whole Masechta we've been doing that. We've come up at least 4 or 5 times.
If there's a call
that goes out.
We do
a lot of things because of the call.
It's separating a man and a wife.
So?
Only because somebody said somewhere.
It's not somebody said. It's coming out. There are massive rumors in the town. It's people talk. We've seen it multiple times in the Masechta. It's not crazy. We've seen it multiple times. So Mahi. So the Gemara says, Ella, what's the story? The question is, what is Shmuel to look into, is the Ikaru l'nesino k'siva. Do we call, in this town, remember what is the call came out, that each pony cuss of gather ishto. Do we say that the word k'siva means nesina sometimes? So then if it does, then they said kusav, it really could mean that he gave it to her. The Ikaru k'siva nesiva. Rashi says, of course, the Ikaru l'nesina k'siva, imra gilin bi'ir, Likros l'nesina k'siva. They oftentimes call, when they say that he gave the get, they say that he wrote the get. So have a call, Iri gilin bi'ir likros l'nesina k'siva, have a call, that'd be a valid call, shari omer mishar kasev la, v'hai kasev nasanu, because when they said that he wrote it, it means that he gave it. The Ikaru l'nesina k'siva. The ilokaru l'nesina k'siva, if they don't call a nesina k'siva, ain't that call, and this isn't a valid call, right? V'lo yishadu b'machzik u'shaso, then they won't think he's machzik u'shaso, sh'reli lo yitzha kol, sh'not l'el shakasa, because then the call was only that he wrote it, not that he gave it to her. We're not concerned with Beis Shammai, we're just concerned with Beis Hillel. So that's what we're looking into. Ela di ikaru l'nesina k'siva. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. What, even if the ikaru l'nesina k'siva, the k'siva gufa milo kar k'siva? Alright, enoch nami, sometimes they may call k'siva nesina, but k'siva itself still has its own meaning, which means wrote. So what's exactly the concern, right? Rashi says, if you continue that, Rashi says, uparchinan nihi nami de karul nesina k'siva, I may mafkinan le bahachi. Why are they taking her out? V'chi le k'siva gufa milo karul k'siva? K'siva is ultimate k'siva, right? Right? So uman leim alon da haikasa de kari amri nasanu dilma k'siva amahu. Now you're saying, well, k'siva also means nesina, but k'siva also means k'siva. So maybe this k'siva was actually just writing. So why is it such a strong call to pull her apart? So the Gemara says, that's the shaila, I guess. The e migla milsa the karul nesina k'siva dilma nasan kamri. If it turns out that in this town they say k'siva when they mean nesina, so then we could theoretically have a problem. Rashi says, e migla milsa sheraglilim b'nei ir likros nesina k'siva. Even though k'siva also means k'siva, nevertheless, we're going to be machmir and listen to the kol, that it means write and give, right? And she should leave because of the chshad of the kol.
Is it only this town that these two words are synonymous?
Yeah, that's what they're looking into. That's what they're looking at, right. That's the e-karul nesina k'siva. Do they call nesina k'siva?
Only in that particular...
Well, that's the pet town that we're calling about. I mean, Rijub and Hardar, I think they're talking about Rav Yosef's town. I mean, there may be more than one town that does it, but you got to check it to see whether this town is the one that does it. If this town doesn't do it, or another town does, well, it doesn't matter, because we're worried about specifically about this town. Okay. So now, the Gemara is going to ask, Tetzei, let's say that is the truth. Let's say that is the truth. Let's say that is that in this town they call k'siva nesina. Nesina k'siva. They call nesina k'siva. Why does she go out? Teitze? La'am Ravashi. Don't we have a rule, said by Ravashi, that kol kola de barsa nesiwin lo chashinu le? That's what you're saying, that every kol that comes out about a woman after they're married, we're not choshesh for the kol. And we can't divorce her. So how can Shmuel say that she goes out? Why is she going out? So Gemara says, because you just said we never listen to a call. You didn't distinguish when we don't listen to a call. Rav Ashi says we don't listen to a call basar nisuin. So my tate say, right, Rashi says, yeah, call the basar nisuin. Quotes, it's the afal pisha shanino ben magarish. Even though we say later on, I think about peches, the chayshino lekola, that we do listen to a call, if it comes out that she's Mukudeshes Laploni, Mukudeshes Vasura Linase Laacher, Achitin La Oso Laploni Get. She can't marry anybody else until that Laploni gives her a get. Hani Mili, what Mara's going to say, go back to the Gemara. Right, Hani Mili, sorry, clear Rashi. Hani Mili, Kishi Yotza Kol Kol Dem Shetinas Laacher. It's only pre-marriage. You have to listen to the call. Aval yotzei la'achar nisuin lo chayshin le. But after nisuin, we don't listen to the kol. Vizu nisua ve'omedes l'kome zeh harei yamin v'shanim. She's married for a long time already. Omebnei she yotzei la'kol gerishin notzenem itachtov. And because now that she's married as a kol gerishin, she's going to get divorced. Hakol the bas nisuin. We don't listen to a kol after nisuin. But we do listen to a kol prior to nisuin. So like Gemara says, you're right. So my teitzei nami, what does Shmuel mean by teitzei? Teitzei misheni. She would have to get. She would have to separate from the second husband, meaning she got if she got remarried.
The first one died, you mean?
Rashi, correct, right? My teitzei nami teitzei misheni. Rashi says im meis kohen zeh. This first kohen dies. The one that rumors were about, right? V'nasa kohen acher, and so she marries another kohen, which she permitted because she's an almana. Teitzei, she should be divorced. So Reyatzel a kol gerusha a kamashonim, because it was a kol gerusha from her first husband. So we do listen to the kol prior to marriage. So that kol came out before she married the second kohen. She should separate from that second husband. So the Gemara says im kain, if that's the case. Meaning now you're saying that she should divorce from the second husband because there's a kol from the first husband. Well, what about the children now from the first husband? Im kain atam motzi laz al banav shal rishon. Right, you could be motzi laz one of the first ones that they're not that they're mamzerim, but that they're halalim, that they're not valid kohanim. Because you're basically saying she has to divorce from the second one because she probably was divorced from the first one. Well, if she was divorced from the first one and has kids from the first one, those kids can't be kohanim.
Right.
So the Gemara says, Kevan de Mishani. The Mishnei who demafkinan lami or mirishon lo mafkinale, people see that they only forced, even though there was this call, they only forced her to get divorced from the second, to separate from the second husband. It didn't force her to separate from the first husband. Asi lemeim or samach lemisa gersha. They'll say, this whole thing started close to the time when he died, and therefore the kids were born prior to the call, and people won't be your motzi laz on the children that they were chalalim. Right, Rashi says, "Asli meim asamal chamisa garsha harishon lefika chachamim motzi osa min hasheni v'lo asli lachzuk kala b'kama b'hachi." I'm not sure what that answers. Okay, but the idea being is that they can just say people will just say that rumored divorce only took place right prior to the death, and therefore the kids are legit, and she has to separate from the second husband because the kol came out before she married the second husband, doesn't have to separate from the first husband because the kol came out after she was married to the first husband. Okay.
Do we give her a chance to refute the claims directly?
I don't know. Amar Rabba, I mean, it's hard to prove a negative.
Right, but I mean, would we accept her word if she refused?
Apparently not. Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Biyochanan. So Rabbi Barachana says in the name of Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, which is interesting because Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. So I don't know why he's saying it. Okay, so Bo Ure, come and see the famous Gemara. Bo Ure Shaloka Doris Harishonim Doris Haachronim. Come and see that the older generation and the outer generation was so much better than the younger generation. Doris Harishonim is Beis Shammai. The earlier generations are Beis Shammai. That what? That they were machmir very, very much when it came to the Isurei Kahuna. That even if she just wrote a get and didn't give the get to his wife, right, we would say that she's Psula the Kahuna for the second, for the next one. But Bedoris Achronim, in the Doris Achronim, who's that? That's Rabbi Dosa. Still Tanoim. But that's Rabbi Dosa. Yeah, that's Rabbi Dosa. He was very Mekel when it came to the Isurei Kahuna. The Tanya, we had a Brisa that said, Shvuya, he had a Kohenes, right? And she was taken prisoner by the Goyim. Nevertheless, Ocheles Betruma, we're not choshesh that she was nivela by the Goy while she was in prison, and therefore she would be puzzled to eat Truma. The Rabbi Yossi.
You mean raped? Right?
Yeah, so, what, I don't know.
That's the
chesh. Right, oh, okay. Right, so not chosheles, the Rabbi Yossi. And Amar Rabbi Dosa says, what did this Arabian do to her? He just played around with her. But Psalm and Kahuna, we're going to pass it from the Kahuna if we don't have any proof that anything took place. We're not going to pass it from the Kahuna. So Beis Shammai, we're passing from the Kahuna. Rabbi Dosa says if she was taken prisoner and we're choshesh for a potential via, we're still not choshesh for it enough to pass her from the Kahuna. She could still eat truma. Okay. So, and Amar Rabbar Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Bo'er Shaloka Doris Harishon Doris Hachronim. The later generations are not as great as the older generations. You've got to pine for the Altaheim, right? Because Doris Harishonim, the older generations, Machnisin Peirosim Derech Tirach Mison. The older generations, they would bring their fruits from the field right through the door. Kedei L'chayiv Meiser, because they wanted to be Chayiv Meiser. You bring them through the house? Chayiv Meiser. But Doris Hachronim, the latter generations, Machnisin and Peroseim, Derek Gagos, but Derek Karpipos, they would bring him through the roofs or through the chatseros that are the back of the house, not through the front of the house. Why? Kedei lepotrim min ha'maaser, in order so they would be potter from Meiser. The Amar Rabbi Yane, because you know the rule from Rabbi Yane, ain't a tevel, tevel or peros that are not, they didn't separate chumas and maisos, ain't a tevel, maschayv and maaser, ad sheyir pnei habayis, until they go through the front of the house. If I bring my produce in through the roofs or through the back, I'm not chayav chumas and maaser on them. Shemar, as the pasuk says, Bi'artia kodesh min habayis. I mean, the house is what's koveya something to become chayiv and shumas and maisus. So everybody else is trying to wait, subterfuge, to get out of the chiyuv. Whereas the older generations, they would be machmir to make sure that they wouldn't have the chiyuv. Rabbi Yochan Amar, Rabbi Yochan says a little different. He says, afilu chatzer kovas. Now, even the chatzer itself, once they go into the chatzer in front of the house, that is what's machayiv, because the jenemar, vachlu b'sharecha v'saveiv, even in your gates. So in your gates means the chatzer of your house. So I guess if you bring it through the roof of the chatzer, whatever it was, but the older generations, they would make sure to do it in the way that you are actually you were chayev. Right? Rashi says, "Kedei lechayev v'maiser." The last Rashi for the Mishnah on the bottom, the kaimalon we've established ein hatevel mechayev v'maiser ad sheyare pnei abayis uda ayola derech shar lafuke to exclude derech chatzeros v'derech gagos delo. And we learn it out in Bava Metzia. So that's how the older generations are greater than the younger generations. Okay.
Brings a right from Beis Shammai that the older generations were greater. Beis Hillel was around then also, and Beis Hillel said just the opposite.
Fine.
So why are we saying...
Because they're comparing it to Beis Shammai. He's saying that because Beis Shammai, we never listen to Beis Shammai anyway, so why here listen to Beis Shammai? Yeah. So Mr. G, you're saying that the older generations are not greater than the younger generations. I understand.
I didn't say that. I just said why it's making a point. Right.
Always issue with Beis Shammai. Like Beis Shammai sometimes, we never listen to Beis Shammai, but here we're saying, oh, so we're proving a proof from Beis Shammai.
The older generations were greater, but...
So I don't know why it's great. I hear you're right. You say, oh, that's so great. Beis Hillel was not like that. Beis Hillel says, even if you wrote it tonight and then give it, she's not divorced. He's not close. So he's also being very mako. And we always say that, when we have the machlokes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, we always praise the divrei mako. They're the better ones. They're the higher ones. I hear. Okay. We always talked about Get Yashan, finally going to have the Mishnah that says it, right? HaMishnah, HaMigaris es Ishto. So someone divorced his wife. And afterwards, Vilana, Imo Bapundiki. And then he lies with her, he stays with her in the motel. So Beis Shammai Omrim, Eina Tzricha Himeno Get Sheni. Does not need a separate get. We're not choshish that there was Bia here L'Shem Kiddushin. O Beis Hill Omrim, Tzricha Himeno Get Sheni. Because we're choshish that he had Bia with her L'Shem Kiddushin.
So now he's going to say, look how bad, how worse the previous generations were from the newer generations.
It's not a better or worse. It's not a better or worse. It's just that they're not. It says lo kedoros harishonim, doros achronim. He was more machmir. So he says so. Amasai. So Beis Hillel adds, when do we say that she needs a second get? That's specifically bisman shenis garsha min hanisuin. It's only if the get was given after they were fully married. Because since he was rugged to be with her, lechoshish that he had beer with her again. But umodim, but Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai bin nizgarshim and erisin. If they only were, you know, betrothed, they were halakhically engaged, right? And then after he had the kiddushin, he gave her the get, and then they were seen together in the pundaki. She'en tzricha himenu get sheni. Beis Hillel agrees he does not need a second get in this instance. Mipnei, because She'ain libo gasba. He's not ruggled to be with her, and therefore we're not concerned. So Amar Rabbi Baruchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Baruchan says in Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokes. The Machlokes is Hillel and Beis Shammai. Again, our Mishnah Machlokes was someone divorces his wife and then sleeps with her and together in the inn. Does she need a second get from? I guess does she need if she wants to separate? Do they need a second get? So when's that Machlokes? That's Bishra'u Shenivula. They're Eidim that saw that there was Bia. The Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai hold. Adam osa bilas nus. A person will say, make his bia because no, so the person's not so from, and he'll do bia just for the sake of bia, not for the same of not for kiddushin purposes. Not, they're more optimistic about people. Beis Hillel Savri ain adam osa bilas o bilas nus. A person's not going to do his bia for his nus purposes. Rather, he's bo l'shem kiddushin. So therefore, min hastam, unless we know otherwise, if he had bia, we have testimony that he had bia, we're going to assume that bia was the shem kiddushin, and therefore there's another kiddushin she would need to get. But aval, but lo ra'uj to nivola, if there are no witnesses that saw that there was bia, divrei called, and Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel, ain a tzricha mena get sheni, because we don't have any chash that they had bia with that yichud. We have to know that there was bia. So Tznan, the Gemara is not going to ask on Rav Yochanan. Tznan, our Mishnah made a distinction. Umodim bin nisgarsha min ha'irusin. Where Umodim, Beis Hillel was moded that they were divorced from the Erusin, that ain a tzricha mena get sheni. She'ein libo gaspa. That's the reason, ain libo gaspa. The E, Sharosh, and Nivola, your whole thing, your reason in the Mishnah is given is because we don't assume there was Bia, because Ein Liba Gaspa. If we have witnesses now, you're saying that there was Bia, was Ein Liba Gaspa to do anything? All right, Ein Liba Gaspa, but here it was, because we have witnesses that there was Bia, so who cares whether it's Minna Eirsin or Minna Nisuin? So it's not, Umodin is Arshkam and Eirsin, Shein Esfricha Menu Getsheni, Shein Liba Gaspa. The E, Sharaua, Shanivola, if there's actually, they saw, there's witnesses that there was Bia, Mali Minna Eirsin, Umali Minna Nisuin. We saw that there was Bia. So what's the svara to be michalik between Erusin and Nisuin? Just like if she was divorced from Nisuin, from the Gerushin, we don't need a get, because the whole problem according to Beis Hillel now is, according to you, Rav Nochman, is whether the Bia is Bia's Nus. So if the Bia is not going to be a Bia's Nus in any case. In both cases, it's going to be a valid Bia. So therefore, even in the Erusin case, she should require a get. So Gemara says, you're right. We're going to say that Rav Yochanan, it's a little confusing here, Rav Yochanan didn't say his explanation on the Mishnah. He said his explanation on a brisa that quoted a similar machlokas in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Elamas nisin bishalo ra'ush and nivala. Our Mishnah is where there was no Eden, no testimony that there was Bia. So therefore the machlokas is specifically by Nisgarshim and Nisuin, because then Beis Hillel hold that Mestama, he had bia with her because she libo gaspa, but not min an erusin because an ain libo gaspa. The Rav Yochanan the Amar and Rav Yochanan who says the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is where they actually saw the bia. He's not coming to explain the machlokas in our Mishnah, rather ki hatana. He's learning it to explain the machlokas in the following brisa, which this brisa seems to argue in our Mishnah, right? The Sanya, we have a brisa that says Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Lo nechaku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al shelo ra'ua shenivola. They don't disagree where there was no testimony about bia. No one saw bia because in that case ain a tzricha mena get sheni. No one require her a get from the second one because there's no testimony of bia. We don't assume that there's bia, right? Al ma nechaku. What are they arguing about? Al shera'ua shenivola. Where they saw the bia, Beis Shammai omer adam osa bilas o bilas nus. Beis Shammai says that a person makes the bia bia's nus, and Beis Hillel says ain adam osa bilas o bilas nus, and therefore he had in mind kiddushin. Therefore, she needs a second get. So that's where Rav Yochanan says. Rav Yochanan says in that case that if they saw the bia, right? They saw the bia. In the case, the machlokes with Sharush and Nivla, but where's Rav Yochanan coming over here? All right, the Gemara says, Umas Nisin, our Mishnah that we just established now is below Ra'ush and Nivla. They did not see any Bia. So, but my pligi, so what's the svara of their machlokes? Why does Beis Shammai say she doesn't need a get, and Beis Hillel says she does need a get? It's because the Ika Ede Yichud. There's no Ede Bia, but you have Ede Yichud, the Leka Ede Bia. She Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai hold. Lo Armin and Hain Eide Yichud Hain Eide Bia. We don't say these are the Eide Yichud, these are the Eide Bia. We don't hold. He says we don't hold like that. Or Beis Hillel Savri Armin and Hain Eide Yichud Hain Eide Bia. Once you have Eide Yichud, it's as if they're saying that the testimony of Bia. We have that with our Yichud room. We have Eide Yichud, right? So it's actually, I know the rabbi mentioned after Davin the other day about Rav Moshe being matir all the the mamzerim in because he doesn't hold that the Reform weddings have any halachic validity. Therefore, they're not validly married. Therefore, they don't need to get divorced with a get, and therefore, they're no mamzer afterwards. This point was argued vehemently by Rav Henkin because of this halacha of hein hein edei yichud hein edei bia. He says that you see them together for so many years, you have edei yichud, that there was bia. It's assumed that the bia was l'shem kiddushin, not to live bila's nus. So Rav Henkin argued with Rav Moshe. Right? I heard there was a story from Rav Henkin that when he was Rav Henkin, you know, zechatzal bracha, when he was older, he was sick. He was, you know, he suffered from Alzheimer's, and he used to sit and he used to mumble two things, constantly mumble two halachas that he was argued on. You know, he argued against the Velt. Number one was this. He argued about this, and he was also argued about the Velt used to always make kiddush before tekiya shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And Rav Henkin said you could not do that. You can't do that because he held you can't eat before you do a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa, so you can't stop. So even his old age, it was two driving points of Rav Henkin that he would. I don't know if the story is true or not. I mean, the story is true that those were two places that he actually argued. More than that, even when he was sick, he kept stating it. I don't know, but it just
the stories he used to yell them out all the time.
What?
He used to yell out those right. Things all the time.
Sorry.
Nothing like a good kiddush before shofar.
It's funny. I've never ever been in a shul that they have kiddush before shofar.
We did.
Never. Yeah. The yeshivas I hear do it. I don't know.
Yeshivas used to do it.
They do it because
yeah.
They go to 4 o'clock. All right. A little off topic.
If you finish at 2. It's not so bad.
A little off topic. Okay. So the Gemara says so. Beishamai savri lo amir hinei yichud. Beis Hillel savri amir hinei yichud. Umodim, but Beis Hillel will agree to Beishamai. Shen nizgar shem in erusin. That if the divorcing was only from the Emerson, even if we have Eda Yichud, we won't say it because the Kaiba, the Ein Libo Gaspa, since he doesn't have this desire to be with her, Lo Arminin, Hein Hein Eda Bida. So in that case, we don't say Hein Hein Eda Yichud, Hein Hein Eda Bida. So now the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. The Rabbi Yochanan really say, I think this is going back to Rabbi Yochanan in the Brisa. Right, is this where we go? This is Rashi says, "Umi Amar Yochanan Hachi Kedila El Deheicha De Lo Ra'ua Shenivla Lo Ba'i Get." That Beis Hillel is going to agree that they didn't see the bia; she doesn't need a get. So that's the Bryce's interpretation. Ve Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan say Halacha Kestam Mishnah? That Halacha goes like a Stam Mishnah, right? We establish he holds like a Stam Mishnah. Right, the Okumina Lemas Nisan, and we establish our Mishnah b'shelo ra'u shenivla, and we have the machlokas as being where they didn't see there was bia. So how can he say that the machlokas is where they saw that they were nivla? But why is our Mishnah a stam Mishnah? I haven't figured it out. It's Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Why is it a stam Mishnah? Does he say why it's a stam Mishnah? I don't understand why our Mishnah is a stam Mishnah. Maybe I'm just missing something. So he says, right, so in other words, why is he explaining the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel as being where the machlokas was shelo ra'u shenivla?
It's a mission that the mission that is formulated without attribution to a particular tana.
So Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai don't count. You have to have a specific tana. I don't know. That's why I'm a little shaky over here. So he says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan halachas tam mishnah v'okimil mas nisim b'shelo rosh nivula." The Gemara says, "Amorai ninu v'alib Rabbi Yochanan." It's a machlokas amoraim in the svar of Rabbi Yochanan said. Meaning, even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that halachas like stam mishnah, Rabbi Baruch Hanan doesn't say that their machlokas is barina shenivula. I don't understand how that even answers the question. If Rabbi Yochanan can't hold against the stam mishnah, how can his talmidim come and say? Some of them say, "Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan's holding like against the stam mishnah." I mean, they know also that Rabbi Yochanan holds like the stam mishnah. I apologize. I don't fully understand this line over here. Okay. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to deal now with a certain type of get called a get makusher. The last parak in Gemara and Bava Basra, so it's called get pashut, which is really talks about get makusher. Get makusher is a tied folded get. This is a certain get that they had. The takana was given to the kohanim. You can read this Rashi. Rashi will explain everything. But let's just make sure we read the Rashi. It says the Mishnah says. Kenasa beget kereach. She marries somebody else after she's divorced from a kohen with a get kereach, with a bald get. So teitzei mizem mizev called dvarim ha'ilba. She has to divorce the first husband. Yeah, real divorce from the first husband, separate from the second husband, and all those things that we mentioned in the previous mishnah apply to her. So what's a get kereach? The Gemara will add. We'll figure it out. But let's read out what's going on here. So get kereach. Rashi says. The first b'sefer de masnisa in the end of our mishnah, we'll say that get kireach is shekshara of merubim me'edav. It's got more folds than edim. What does that mean? V'vavabasra, right? And Baba Basra, Dafkuf Samach, Amrinon, we say, the Takan Rabbanon get Makushar. The Rabbanon made a Takan of a certain type of get called a folded get, the tied get called the get Makushar. Mishim Kohanim Kat Badanim. The Kohanim were very, very.
Hot-tempered.
Right, I want to say it a better way. But they were very zrizus. They, when they did something, they did it right away. So that's what works well for them in the base of Middash. Also doesn't work so well for them when it comes to divorce. What?
Well,
they were very, very mocked to do things right away. Shai Kosrin get pitom. They got angry. They would write a get right away. L'mishol seyem. But u'mischartin la'achar zman. But then they have charata after zman. They ain't yachom la'achziron. And they won't. They,
too late.
So it's too late. So therefore, taknu lehen get makusher. So the chachamim said, in order for a kohen to get divorced, he has to use this get makusher, which takes a long time to write. And maybe in the meantime, he'll calm down. Get and what happens? You sign on the outside. Let's get makusher. Meaning, kosev shita ostein. You write a line or two. Al and then you fold it over. Betofer and you tie that part. Echad and one witness signs on the fold out from the outside. And they write two or three lines more, and then you fold it. Mibifnim v'kochen alachel. He fold it again. V'chosim in. You tie it, I guess. V'chosim eicheni alakrach mibachutz. And the second witness signs on the outside. V'chein eichlishi. And also three. We'll see that for get makusha required three edim. V'chein eichlishi. V'im yesh kesher karuch. Let's say you have a fold. You have a fold. V'ein eid chosim acharav. And there's no witness. There's no witness sign on this fold. Zeu kereach. That's a get kereach. That's a bold get. Upasul, and it's pasul. Because the first Gemara, Mishum Kulchem. We'll see the reason why is later on. That because of Kulchem. We're worried that maybe he told all the witnesses to sign, and they didn't all sign. Why does he have seven folds? Only six. If he has seven folds, he probably told seven witnesses to sign. And now he only has six, so it's pasul. Right? The Mestam, meaning Sharv Hayu Eidah Mitchil, V'chashin Dilmam Aluhu Kulchem. Maybe he said Kulchem to the seven, V'chasam Uvareyach Elo Chasam, and therefore the get is pasul. That's a get kereach. So Knasa beget kireach, if this woman takes a get kireach that she received from her Kohen, husband, and then she goes uses that to marry a second husband, then she needs a get, second get from the first husband, because we say the first get wasn't valid. The Sricha, she needs also a second get, a get from the second husband, and all these things apply to her. So, he wanted to announce himself. So get kireach, the Mishnah continues, hakol mashlim malav, anyone can sign. Anyone can sign, meaning these extra witnesses that sign, anyone can sign them, even someone who's pasul edus, right? We say hakol mashlim alav. Rashi says afilu psulim. The lesser laha hashlama el mishum chashash of alma. The only reason why we're having these witnesses sign is because of to complete, to make sure it's complete. But anybody can sign these folds. Okay, divrei ben nanas. Those are the words of ben nanas. Rabbi Kiva says no. He omer imashlim alav el krovim arun lahi v'makim echar. You can't have any pasul. If the guy's mom is possible, if you have an Eved or a Besach of a Kubya, he can't sign. But if it's a person who's typically kosher leidus, this happens in this case to be a Karav, they can sign on the folds. Okay. Gemara says...
It's a process to slow down the process of the...
Yeah, that's what Rashi said. It's to slow down the divorce process, so the Kohen, give the Kohen some time to calm down, because of those hot-tempered, ill-tempered Kohanim, who do things rationally without thinking about them.
So, yeah.
Oh, you did come today. So my time of the get kireach.
Right.
So my time of the get kireach. Why do we have this concept of get kireach that it's puzzle? I mean, isn't it enough to have two witnesses sign a get? Why do I need every single fold to have a witness signed on it? So Gemara says gzeira mishum kilchem. We're concerned that maybe there are seven folds. So maybe the husband said to seven people, all of you have to sign my get. And if he says all of you and one doesn't, then you have a puzzle get. Okay. So the Gemara says, Mishnah then mentioned, get kereach hakol mashlim malav. Anyone, according to Ben Nanas, anyone can sign the folds. But Rabbi Kiva says it has to be specific, only krovim, not anybody else. So Rabbi Kiva, they ask, Eved my time alone. What's the reason why an Eved can't be the guy to sign the extra folds? But he says, aslameim akashal edus. We might say that he's kashal edus. So the Gemara says, karav nami aslameim akashal edus. If you have a karav sign to get, you might also come and say a karav also. Is typically kosher in all situations. Ella, what's the reason why he's worried about Eved? Eved, Hainu Taima, the reason why you can't have an Eved sign it. Dilma, Asula Sukuli Yosin. Maybe they'll say that he's Yisrael. So then one of the words, and he's Miyuchas, and he can marry Yisrael. So Gemara says, Gazan Devar Yuchsin Hu. So Gazan Devar Yuchsin Hu, lit kasher. According to that, a gazlan who can marry Yisraelis, let him be kasher. If your whole concern is that you're going to get somebody who's not kasher to marry Bais Yisrael, now might be people say you can marry Bais Yisrael, so why are you concerned about a gazlan signing it? You already say a karov. A gazlan should be able to sign according to that also. Balam Matanan, why do we have the Mishnah? Rekiva Omer, Emash Lim Malav El Krovin, Haru'uin Le'ayiv Makam Acher, Karv in Gazlan Lo. Why are you concerned? Why are you also concerned about the Gazlan? So what's the reason? So Ella Taima Ella Evid Hainu Taima. The reason why Rekiva passes an Evid to Asu Lemar Shichru Shacharei, because people say that he became freed. So then you shouldn't allow a Gazlan. Then Gazlan also should. Right. So Gazlan Nami Asu Lemar Teshuva Ovid. Right.
If he repays it.
Yeah, if he did tshuva, he gave everything back, and he did tshuva, and therefore becomes kosher leidus. Right? In other words, Rav Akiva says that what are we choshed, why can't an eved sign? An eved sign because if an eved does sign, then we should be choshed for shechurei that he was freed, and a gazlan also will be choshed. The reason why he's concerned about a gazlan because we'll also be choshed that people think he did tshuva when he didn't do tshuva. And but karov ma'ikel amemar, what are people concerned about? That he's this guy's a karov. We know he's a karov. Karov kuliyal miyadi, the karov. Everyone knows it's his brother. So there's nothing to be choshesh for. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Shiolta. So therefore, Rav Kiva says that only a karov can sign the folds, but not an eved, not a gazlan. Whereas Ben Nana says anybody can sign the folds. So I guess he's not concerned. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Bar Shiolta, Amar Rabbi Hamunun Yosava, Amar Rabbi Adabar Ava. Get kireach. You have a get kireach, meaning what? You know, again, we said that it doesn't have a witness sign on all the folds. So get kireach. Kshar Shiva. Let's say there's seven folds, seven ties, seven folds, the eight of Shisha, and there are only six witnesses, meaning we're missing one. Or Shisha, the eight of Chamisha, six, and we only have five signatures. Chamisha, the eight of Arba, there are five folds, and we only have four signatures. Arba, the eight of Shlosha, we have four folds, and only three witnesses. Ad ka machlokas ben nonis Rabbi Kiva. That's where we have the machlokas ben nonis Rabbi Kiva. Aval kshar of Shlosha, the eight of Shnayim, if the kshar are only three, right, and there are only two witnesses on the outside, divrei kol ein mashlim alav el karov. Everyone agrees in this case, You cannot have an eved, but none of us will agree to Rabbi Kiva that only a karov can sign it. Rashi says, it's the second to last Rashi where they're short. Ein mashlim olav shlishi pasol el akasha or karov to get mekusha tzarich shlosha edim. A get mekusha requires three witnesses. Kedamrina beberaket bashut. There are bottom tikkun shema betokach. You need to find an extra witness, maybe also calm down. So here, because that third witness can't be a full pasul edus. Still can be a karov, but can't be pasul. Because that third witness is only a takan de rabbana, but it's crucial component to the get makusha. So therefore, can't be a pasul, someone who's pasul edus. So amrali Rabbi Zeil, Rabbi Shilta, michte. Wait a second. Kol shlosha beget be makusha, kishnaim pashatami. If you're saying that Beget Mekusha needs three, so all the halachas that were typically required by two witnesses should require by the three witnesses here. How can you have a karov sign? Right? Kol shlosha b'mekushar kishnayim b'pashadami mahasam karov lo af hachanami karov lo. You shouldn't be able to have a karov sign it. So amalei, so he said back to him, af l'di kashali, I also had this kasha, Vishiolte le Rav Hamnuna, and I asked Rav Hamnuna, the Rav Hamnuna le Rav Adabar Ava, and Rav Hamnuna asked Rav Adabar Ava, v'amrle, and he said to me, Hanach l'shlosha b'mekusher to lav d'oraisa. Don't compare it in the Get Mekusher case, because the third test witness in the Get Mekusher is not a din d'oraisa. The chasima of the third witness is not necessarily mi d'oraisa. So you can have a karov, because it's only mi d'rabbanan. Therefore, they were mekil to be mafshir even by a karov, but that's provided that this aid is not pasul aidus like a gazan or evan. But by a get pasha you need two. I don't know why it changes, but by a get pasha we're going to be makil to a degree on that third witness. At tayin ami hachi, we have a brayso that supports us as well. Get kireach, get the ball. Get ksharav, meaning it's ties. Shiva the aid of shisha, shisha aid of chamisha, chamisha aid of arba, arba aid of shlosha. Ad kama chlokas by nazar bekiva. Hishlam alav emved. If you added an eved onto to fill in the blank, Ben Nanas Omer Vlad Kosher. Ben Nanas says the get is kosher and the Vlad is kosher. Rabbi Kiva Omer the get is pasul and the Vlad from the second marriage would be a mamzer. Avakshara shlosha the eid of shnayim. If you're doing the bare minimum, did recall even Ben Nanas would agree Granted, you can use apostle edus because it's a derabanan, but not such apostle edus that it's an eved or a goslin. Rav Yosef Masni learns. He says kosher, right? The Gemara says, how can you do that? Rav Nosin, he had a Mishnah where it says a mashlim lav elav kosher. You have to be a kosher witness, not just a karav. Vatanya karav, but doesn't it say, might say karav? Rav Papa tani kosher. Rav Yosef learned, had the Gersa said it said kosher. So he argues even more that when you're getting to the bare minimum of the three, you have to have at least three kosher eidim on the get mekosher. Amar Rav Yochanan then says, so you have a get kireach, but it only has two ties. A get kireach lo hukshru bo ella eid echad karav bilvad. Get kireach, it's missing two, right? It's a sevenfold, it only has five signatures. You can't sign two krovim. You only can use one karov. Amar Rav Yochanan lo hukshru bo ella eid echad karav bilvad. Aval trei lo. You can't fill in two blanks with krovim. Dilma asli kiyumi betray krovim v'chak kosher. Because when it comes to a get makusher, you have to then be, let's say we have a motzi laz on the get later on. So you come to be mekayim, you know, to mekayim the signatures. So what's going to happen? You need to mekayim two witnesses, or maybe three witnesses. But if I have two krovim on there, the possibility exists that when a person's coming to, witnesses are coming to recognize the signatures, they'll recognize two of the signatures which are both krovim. And you can't, then you'll be establishing the get by the krovim. If there's only one karov, you have to establish three signatures. Two of them are going to be kosher. But if you have two krovim, the possibility exists that you're going to be establishing the signatures based on two of the krovim. That's why you can only have one karov signed, not two. Amar Rav Ashi, Masnisa Namideka, you can learn that from the Brisa. You can learn that also, that you cannot have two karovim signed to get kireach. De kamidaleg v'tanichad v'chad. Well, the Brisa said 7-6. 6-5. It doesn't say that you're missing more than one. Always, if you're only missing one signature, not if you're missing two signatures. Amar Abaye says, Shema Mina. From our Mishnah, we can learn the high karov chasim iboy ben bitchil ben beemsa ben besof. The karov can sign anywhere in any of the folds. Mimai midlo kavle makom, because the Mishnah doesn't say they have a specific place for the karov to sign. He can sign anywhere. Ushma Mina. We also learn from here mikol. Tlasa my kaminon. Also, you can establish, you can verify the signatures from any three viloba ina retzufim, and you don't need three in a row, right? Because the isaka daitach be ina retzufim. If you knew that if you had the retzufim, then we can have more than one karov sign, because you can just say one karov sign at the beginning, one karov sign at the end, and we only can be kind of the star and with the three in the middle, right? The isaka daitach be ina retzufim likava makom lahai karov betchila or beemso besof. Well, the kasha betuva, and you'll have plenty of other, right? You'll have plenty of other. You can have other krovim signed because you know where the krovim are. You won't use those signatures as the one to be mekayim to get. Now, ki asal kami de Ravi Ami, when they came before Rav Ami, Amarle, right? They had this get kireach. So Rav Ami paskin Amarle tseva hashem alav evim and ashuk. You can hold like bananas. Even an evim and ashuk can fill in this empty fold on the get kireach. Okay, we'll stop here by the new parak. Everybody have a good day.